name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 28th of September 2009 and the time is 1:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Alison McCandlish, I'm 31 and I'm from Glasgow.
And have you travelled to London especially for your hour on the plinth tonight?
We were going to have a weekend in London anyway, and then I got the email, so I was really excited. So we're staying in London and doing things in London all weekend. So, yeah, not travelled in especially, but it's a bonus to be actually here and doing stuff. So.
And have you come through the square during the weekend and have a look at the plinth?
Yes, we did, yeah. So people, a person with a tent, and some people doing lots of things, lots of different things. So it's quite good to see that.
And has it helped you to see it, do you think, or has it made it worse?
It did, yeah, because I thought it was, it sounds really silly, but I thought it was bigger than that, and I've seen it before, I've been to London before and seen it, but when you actually see somebody standing on it, it sort of puts it in your head and you kind of understand it a bit more, so it's good to actually see it.
And how are you feeling at this moment in time about going up?
I think it would be good fun, yeah, it would be good, so yeah, I hope I can be seen from the ground. I need my chair to put things on, I think. But it's going to be good fun.
Do you remember how you first heard about the project?
My husband told me about it, actually, because there was a thing on Radio 4 about it. I was finding out about it on the internet and thought, brilliant, Anthony Gormley thing. So I thought, yeah, we'll apply for that, that'd be cool. So should be good fun, yeah.
Are you someone who's been aware or followed Gormley's work before?
Well, I used to live in the northeast of England, so Angel of the North used to pass it all the time. And I remember the little terracotta people one putting that in. I can't remember when that was, but I got a wee book out of the library recently about it as well, and it's like, oh, I remember that one. So, yeah, it's definitely influenced me knowing it was his project, so it's good.
Was that the main influence, or was there any other reason that you applied?
I just thought it would be quite cool, really, get to be part of a public art thing. Not really something you get a chance to do every day, so I didn't think I would get a place, so it's good.
And what happened when you heard that you did get a place?
I had to read the email quite a few times, I have to say. But once it sort of sunk in, I was like, oh, I need to think of something interesting to do now. So, yeah, that was a challenge, but I hadn't had a couple of ideas. So.
Have you spent a lot of time thinking about what to do?
Well, I kind of thought I definitely want to do a Lego thing for some reason in my head. I thought Lego was a good idea. I've seen a few people actually do that, so I'm not sure if it's going to be the same as that, but I thought it would be quite a fun thing to do. And then I thought I would do a bit of arty things as well, so bit of Lego, bit of drawing, and raise a bit of money for charity as well, so it'd be good.
What charity are you supporting?
I'm doing it for two charities. One, the Karuna Trust, which is a charity that does educational projects in India, and another was Diabetes UK. So my husband's sister's son, my nephew, is diabetic, so it's kind of important thing to us. And actually, a lot of people have said to me when I've been asking them for sponsorship things, I'm surprised how many people are actually affected by it as well. So it's a kind of an awareness thing, I suppose. I'm not holding up any banners or anything, but it's just kind of good to use the opportunity, I suppose. So that's quite good. And everybody that sponsored me, I've said I'll put the name on a Lego brick as well, so they get a little bit of time on Trafalgar Square. So.
And what about the other charity? Why have you chosen that one?
It's just an interesting charity. It's a Buddhist charity, and they do a lot of work. There's a couple of friends of mine are involved in it, and they've told me a lot of things about it, and it just sounded a really interesting opportunity. So I thought, yep, that'd be a good one to pick. So. Maybe it's a bit strange doing two charities, but they're both kind of significant to me, so I thought it'd be a good chance to do that.
And you've been sponsored in advance, and you've said you've not got banners or anything. Will you be talking about them?
I don't think I will, actually. No, I'm not really doing it as a sort of publicity thing. It's just an opportunity to do in the background, I suppose. I'm not really one of these people that stands up and shouts about things generally, so it's just an idea, really. So it'd be good to, I've got almost £400 for Wolsey Charity, so pretty good considering. So yeah, it was just good to raise a bit of money for them.
And can you describe to me in a bit more detail what you'll be doing with the Lego and the artistic side of things that you'll be doing?
Yeah, I've been experimenting for a while. I got my Lego down from my dad's loft and got all my bricks and thought, not sure what I'm going to do with these actually, because I couldn't remember how many bricks I had, and I thought, I used to use Lego all the time when I was wee, and I thought, oh, that'd be quite a good thing to do it with. So got my bricks, got them all sorted out, and I thought, maybe I could make a mini plinth. So I've started thinking about that and looked at different ways of building things. So I'm going to do a little plinth and then a little bit of Trafalgar Square. It's going to be a bit abstract, I have to say. It's not going to be very literal, but it's the taking part that counts, I think.
Is Lego a little bit of a thing that you've always enjoyed?
Yeah, I always used to like it when I was wee, and it seems to be in the collective psyche rather a lot at the minute. I've noticed as I thought about that idea, and then I've heard loads of things happening with Lego recently, so it's a bit weird, but maybe it's, I don't know, must be in the news.
And you've said you'll be doing a few arty things. What are you going to be doing?
Yep, I've got I have my marker pen to do things with. I'm going to be using my view of Trafalgar Square. I'm going to, on each side of the thing that I end up building that's underneath the bit of Trafalgar Square, the people's names that have sponsored me are putting all their names on it, so they will be on it. And then I'm going to draw the view that I can see from each side of the square. Hopefully I'll get that finished in the hour. I think I should be able to, but it'll be quite, again, a bit abstract, but a bit of fun. So.
Are you an artistic person by trade, or is this a hobby?
I've always been kind of arty, so I'm interested in buildings and streets and towns and cities, so it's a good, I suppose it could be a bit related to what I'm interested in, yeah. So.
And is it something you make a living from, or is it?
My job is actually, I'm involved in teaching and research for conservation and historic buildings and architecture and planning, so it's kind of, yeah, it is kind of linked, yeah. It's not why I'm doing it, but I'm just interested in buildings, so Lego probably got me interested in the first place, actually. I used to build lots of Lego sculptures when I was wee, and see the view out of my bedroom window, I used to get views of old buildings, so... Probably led me on to that, but it'll be good to stand in Trafalgar Square and see things from a different view. So.
Is the setting significant for you?
Not particularly. No, I've came to London when I was wee as holiday, but I don't really have any ties with London as such. But it's quite a. It's just a famous place. So one of those places that everybody knows about. So it's good to be there in some part, and to be part of it's not going to be an Angel of the North, but it'll be a little thing, part of history, so, yeah.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about your background, how you got into the line of work that you're doing now?
I've always been interested in sort of buildings and streets and towns, and that, as I say, when I was wee, I used to have a nice view of a castle out my window, so I've always been that kind of interested in old buildings and things, so being that kind of angle and things, I've always been sort of interested in that sort of thing, and I used to sit and draw the castles and things when I was little, I kind of continued on with that and did various courses at uni, and then worked in lots of different jobs to do with old buildings, so it's great.
What is it exactly that you do now?
I do teaching and research. So it's to do with traditional building skills and also the sort of the history of old buildings and architecture and just things to do that kind of thing. So it's good mixture of things I get involved in.
And are you able to say what it is that you enjoy about it?
Just love buildings, Well, get to take part in public art here. I'm always talking about looking at design and buildings and things. It's quite amusing that I get to be part of something like that. So, so mixture of things.
Have you got any expectations about what the hour on the plinth will be like?
Not as such, no. I just want to just enjoy it and have fun, really. I hope there's not too many heckly people shouting at me, and but I wouldn't imagine that'll be. Most sensible people are in their bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, are they not? So I wouldn't imagine there'd be that many people that particularly come out at that time. But London's a 24-hour city, so no doubt there's a lot of people around.
What impact do you think going up on the plinth will have on the people that are watching you?
I think people like to see what every person wants to do, and everybody's done completely different things, and it's interesting to see what, like, some people are up there promoting and shouting their things, and some people are just spending time by themselves and watching the wheel go by, and other people have built things, and some people have done just loads of different things, really. It's quite interesting to see. So anybody watching, maybe they'll like my little sculpture, I don't know, but it should be. I just think it'd be good fun.
Have you been following a lot of the project?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few things. Since we came down at the weekend, I've been watching quite a few people, so that's been good to see them. At home, I've watched quite a few things on the internet. They've had the wee highlight things and then just clicked on people randomly, hoping to see bits and pieces of what people have done. So it'll be nice to see what everybody after me will do, obviously, but I don't think anything sort of, everybody does something totally different, so it doesn't really link in one after the other, so it's quite good because you get to see all sorts of different things. So,
what is it that you would like to gain from the whole experience?
Just have fun, really, and to say that I've been part of something like this, and I'm not really wanting to do anything in particular, just enjoy it.
You've spoken a little bit about your work. Would you mind telling me some of the things you enjoy doing outside of work?
I'm quite an arty person. I like to do in my free time I'm always sort of in galleries looking at things and going around visiting places, seeing what's on, going looking at buildings and seeing things. And I like to do sketches and things, and I'm doing a class shortly. I've signed up for a proper art class. Haven't done a proper art class since I was at school, so that'll be interesting. other than that, we'll just sort of walks about places, and nothing spectacular outstanding, really. Just lots of things.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Just enjoying life, really. Happy times, living in the city I love with the husband that I love, so it's nice.
And have you ever taken part in arts projects or events before as a participant?
I've not sort of been part of specific things. I've been to a lot of things that other people have done, I suppose, and looked at things, but I've not really done anything in particular. Nothing. Not that you could say you were a part of, just watch things, so it would be a bit of a change. So,
who would you say that you're doing this for?
I don't know, really. Just because it's there and because you can do it. It's anyone that wants to watch, I suppose, and for myself, and for anybody that wants to watch it.
And how would you summarise your experience of your involvement in the project since hearing that you had a place to this moment now?
Oh, it's been great. There's lots of people telling people about what I'm doing. They're like, oh, that's interesting. Some people didn't know about it, and other people were like, oh, that, yeah, I've heard about that. So it's been quite interesting seeing, like, people you would think maybe would know about it that haven't known about it, and then there's other people who've known and watched things and said, oh, I'll have a look and see what you're doing. I'm not staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, but might see it on the internet later. So it's quite interesting, actually. All the different sort of people have said lots of different things, so it's good. And I've got a couple of friends that stay in London, so they might turn up at some point.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
I put smiley, arty and meditative, because I'm a smiley person, I like doing arty things and I meditate, so I suppose that's why, but that's kind of self-obvious, but it's quite hard to describe yourself in three words, and I did think about that for a while and wonder what I was going to put, but yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.